Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, October 19th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is Tim Cook, turning up the pressure for Bloomberg Business Week to change their tune on their massive China hack story. In an interview with BuzzFeed News, Tim Cook commented on the record for the first time about Apple's denial of the claim that its servers were penetrated by a rogue chip in China. Cook tells BuzzFeed News, quote, "I feel they should retract their story. There is no truth in their story about Apple. They need to do that right thing and retract it," end quote. The Apple CEO goes on to say that he was involved in Apple's response to Business Week from the start, adding that he personally talked to reporters each time they changed their story, and they investigated and found no evidence of any breach. Cook's denial ends with an absolute, quote, "This did not happen. There's no truth to this," end quote. Finally, when asked if it was possible for this sort of hack to occur without him knowing about it, Cook described that scenario as virtually impossible. The China story had almost played out of the news cycle completely, so Cook entering the process at this point renews the story's shelf life, although it's not clear what next development could follow, if anything. And also new from Apple today is an Apple Watch magnetic charger with USB-C and not USB-A. The 0.3-meter version sells for $29, and there's no USB-C wall adapter for the 5-watt version, so it's primarily meant for charging the watch from a new Mac for now. But it is nice to see Apple bring USB-C to more places. And the iPhone XR is now available for pre-order, starting from $749. The new 6.1-inch LCD iPhone with Face ID is available in black, white, red, blue, yellow, or coral, and hits stores in 1 week. Most color options from most carriers are still available for day one delivery so far. And since it's Friday, let's check in with Trevor at 9 to 5 Toys.
This weekend's best deals at 9 to 5 Toys are highlighted by iPhone XR pre-orders. Our favorite offers include buy one, get one free at Verizon, up to $350 worth of credit at T-Mobile and Sam's Club, and you can even pick up an iPhone XR for free at Sprint if you don't mind signing up for a lease agreement. We're just over a month away from Black Friday, and we're already gearing up at 9 to 5 Toys. We've been putting together retailer-specific guides with all of the information that we know to date to make sure that you're prepared for the big day. Hopefully you can find some tips or tricks that help you save money when Black Friday comes in November. You'll find all of today's best deals along with those Black Friday guides linked in the show notes below. And if you've not yet downloaded the new 9 to 5 Toys iOS app, head over to the App Store where you can get it for free. Custom notifications and Apple Watch support make sure that you stay up to date on all of the best deals throughout the holiday shopping season.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or Spotify to receive new updates throughout the week.